It's time once again to bring in Willie Hallahan. SportingACause.com is the website, and that website's a very unique and special website because it brings fundraising events that are associated with sporting events and brings them together, and also gives just a lot more publicity to them. And we welcome in the founder of this site, Willie Hallahan. Willie, nice to speak to you again today.
Thank you, Marshall. Great to be here. Speaking of all the causes, I did a year-end blog, just kind of a wrap-up of the year. As you know, it's a natural time of year to reflect and look forward and all that sort of thing. And on my blog, I didn't speak very much about life, but I chose to list the charities that benefited from the events that I listed last year on Sporting a Cause. And if you go to the site and read the blog, it's very visceral because as you scroll down, it just keeps going and going and going and going. There are 214 charities, both large and small, that raise funds through things like golf tournaments and running events and soccer tournaments and so forth. And when you see them all listed there, it's almost moving to see. And I've only scratched the surface. I know that. Going almost 2 years with this site, I know I have a lot more events to search out and put in my site, and a lot more charities to also shed light on. I guess the takeaway is that there are a lot of good things going on in our area.
And what people don't realize, the money that comes to those charities doesn't come from other funds which might support even bigger charities, and it really helps sustain a lot of these charities throughout the region, where otherwise they'd have to go elsewhere and cut into other people's charitable incomes.
Exactly. That's exactly right. As we've spoken before, there's a finite giving pool in any given area. It doesn't matter if it's here in New York City. There's only so many donation dollars to go around, and all of the worthy causes basically vie for a piece of that pie. But when you have sporting events where a running enthusiast, for example, will enter a race, he's entering the race and maybe he doesn't even know about the cause, but he's getting in the race because of the race, and the cause is benefiting. And some people are getting in because they care very much about the cause, and the event is secondary. But I think it adds an extra dimension to that giving pool. It's not just donations; it's entertainment. It falls into that category as well. So, a lot of good is being done one way or the other. No matter what the notion is, when the wallet comes out, causes local and otherwise are benefiting.
All right. Well, what do we want? Where do we want to start here?
Well, just briefly, last weekend I covered the annual Hoosie Varsity versus Alumni hockey games. That was fun to watch. The alumni, the Hoosie past hockey players, both recent and fairly long in the tooth, have been around for a while. All came, and there were enough to form two teams. There were there was a team of alumni who played in the last couple of years, just recently graduated, and some of the older ones formed another team. And each of the alumni teams played Hoosie for a short game, and then the third game the alumni played each other. So it was fun, and they had a shootout, which doesn't happen anymore. In hockey these days, if you have a tie, you play one overtime, and if there's no score, then it's a tie. But just for the fun of it, they had a shootout between the alumni and Hoosie, and it was good. I was proud of my buddy Matthew Murray, who's the goalie for Hoosie. He stopped. The shootout is a one-on-one, where one player is shooting on the goalie. And he stopped seven shots, and they ended up winning. But it was fun, and they raised some money, so it was all good. This coming Saturday, you made mention of it, there's the second annual winter baseball clinic with Willie Yahn down at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Now, for your listeners who don't know who Willie Yahn is, he graduated from Housatonic. He was a standout ball player there for 4 years. And then became a standout player for the UConn baseball team, and now he's since been signed by the Baltimore Oriole organization. But I read his bio, and he has garnered more accolades and honors and trophies and everything than you can possibly imagine. But the one that stands out in my mind is when he played for Housatonic. In his junior and senior years, basically the second half of his high school career, he struck out once. He struck out one time in 2 years of baseball, which is just phenomenal. And his work ethic apparently is legend. He would go to a batting cage and just hit ball after ball until his hands bled. And he and I guess that same philosophy is held true. He's not going to change. He is who he is, and it's seen him to hopefully greatness. I think someday you'll see him playing in the majors for the Baltimore Orioles, and certainly deserved. But anyway, what I hope that his clinic shows the youngsters is not only how to swing a bat and feel the ball, but also if he can impart some of his wisdom on what dedication it takes to become good at whatever it is, whether it's baseball or anything else. Now, this is probably the biggest bargain of the year. For $20, you can send your child for a two-hour, they've broken up into two sessions for age groups. I think it's 9 to 12 and then 13 to 18 next Saturday. You can get the wisdom of Willie on, and I don't think it gets better than that. The following Wednesday, that's the 16th, the Harlem Wizards are coming to Weebatuck High School. You mentioned they've done that every couple of years. The Harlem Wizards are a great organization. They probably played in the shadow of the Harlem Globetrotters, probably the better known group with a worldwide reach. But they've been around, the Harlem Wizards have been around for 50 years or so, and typically, because they're a basketball team, they're a fundraising group, basically. The school will engage them to come, and they'll play against a varsity or a faculty combination team, and it's an entertainment thing. It's more entertainment than sports. But the schools are the natural place for them to go because they're a basketball team. And so schools use them often as a fundraiser, and it's just a great time. You can go to my website to find there's quite a price structure that you can. It ranges from like $14 for a student for an advanced sale ticket to $30 for a courtside seat. There's another price for at the door, but I would highly recommend people get their tickets in advance because I'm sure it'll sell out and there might not even be any tickets available at the door. So that's this coming Wednesday, the 16th. It's the next Sunday, next Wednesday, the 16th, over at Weebatuck High School in the Minya.
They are a lot of fun to watch. Anybody who knows the they used to come to Housatonic every couple of years, they were absolutely so involved, and they know the community which they're coming to, and they play to the crowd. They bring members of the crowd out. Everybody has a good time, and they raise a lot of money. They do.
Yeah, they do. No, it's a great organization. And then we kind of jump ahead to the end of January. There's another Bonspiel at the Norfolk Curling Club from Thursday the 31st through Sunday the 3rd of February. And then within that next week is Jump Fest. It's just coming so fast. And next week it'll probably be a subject of a blog, but we'll talk about it more in next week's show because I don't think we have time to cover it. I can't get by the notion that in our area, within 20 minutes of each other, maybe a little longer if you have both red lights in Canaan to go through, you've got Satre Hill where we ski jump, world-class jumping for the juniors, and you have a curling club up in Norfolk, two very quirky winter sports, but both world-class in the competition. Within a week of each other, we've got a Bonspiel, which takes 20 teams from around the country. I mean, curling clubs aren't that common. The only other one in Connecticut, I think, is Bridgeport. It couldn't be further away and still be in the same state. So the teams that come are coming from far and wide, high-quality sport. And then a week later, we have Jump Fest, where you're getting the best jumpers, junior jumpers in the East, some of whom will make the Olympics. We can almost guarantee that. It's that caliber jumping. So, it's often been said that we don't often know what's in our own backyard, but here in the dead of winter, when there's not a whole lot to do, you can take part in or watch two very interesting winter sports right in our backyard. But we can talk about that more next week when we have more time.
And I can tell you this, even though you look around now this week and there's very little snow, there's some snow expected, all forecasters that I know of, including our meteorologists, say that we're going to get a bitter cold blast probably coming next week and probably a storm or two after that. So even though you have the ability to make snow and have the jumps and everything like that, it's always nice when snow is all around because it kind of takes you almost to Europe.
Yeah, well, it's even more than just being nice. When there's snow on the ground, if there's no snow on the ground, every winter sport suffers. Yeah. You know, people don't realize necessarily that we make snow at the ski jumps. But even when they know intellectually that if you go to Catamount or Mohawk or Stowe or wherever where they make their own snow, if you look out your window and it's brown, you just don't feel like going. And so, yeah, you're right. It helps to have white throughout the land. It helps us, those of us who are putting on winter sports events.
And what people don't realize, at this advanced stage with all the snowmaking equipment and the people you have, not too much white, but white.
Yeah. Well, we were able to put on half of our junior jump clinic last weekend. we postponed it from the beginning of the weekend to the beginning of the next because of weather. And because of weather, we were only able to put on one of the 2 days. The second day was rain, but still, you know, 15 kids came and they got to experience it, and they're engaged to keep on going. So, you know, we live with that all the time. You know, in the winter time, if you're putting on an event, either you're getting too much snow or too little. It's warm, it's cold, whatever. So, weather is something we've learned to live with.
It's a balancing act, and anybody who's on Facebook can see the video. There was a video posted of some of the kids training and jumping on that weekend last weekend.
Yeah, that's God bless Facebook.
know?
I mean, those of us like me who's more involved with print and you are in radio, the social media brings it all together.
There's a lot wrong with Facebook, but you know what? There's also a lot right with it when you can see stuff like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
All right, Willie, we will check with you next week.
Okay, Marshall, thanks so much again for having me on. Appreciate it.